Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on selected surahs of the Quran, the virtues of selected surahs of the Quran and selected ayat of the Quran Sharif. And we started off with Surah Fatiha, then we went on to Surah Ikhlas, then we went on to Mu'awwidhatayn, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. And then yesterday we did Surah Mulk. And today, inshallah, we'll do two ayat of the Quran. There are two ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah. They're simple. We read it today in the Fajr Salah. Normally, Imams would start from Lillahi ma fis samawati, but one ayat below that you'll see is Amanar Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi mir rabbihi wal mu'minun. So this is the ayat we're talking about, or this is the last two ayats. Start from Amanar Rasul, and then the last ayat is La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. So these two ayat, this hadith of today is speaking about. As we explain, we'll go slowly, we'll try and digest. And the niyat is that we try and make amal, that what we are learning, we try and put it into practice. An Abi Mas'ud al-Badari radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qara'a bil ayatayni min akhiri surati al-Baqarah fi laylatin kafatahu muttafaqun alayhi. قيل كفتاه المكروه تلك الليلة وقيل كفتاه من قيام الليل. حضرت أبو مسعود البدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if one recites the last two verses of Surah Baqarah at night, they will suffice him. حضرت أبو مسعود البدري رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if one recites the last two verses of Surah Baqarah at night, they will suffice him. So now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi this word kafatahu, what it means, actually it literally be translating it will suffice him, but what does it mean? If he's reading two ayats, then these two ayats will suffice him. Suffice him from what? So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, he gives two explanations. He says it means that they will protect him, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that these two ayat protect him from harm on that night, or it is said that they will suffice him from spending the night in worship. In other words, if this person doesn't make Tahajjud namaz that night, through the barakat of him reading this two ayat of the Quran Sharif, it will suffice him even if he doesn't wake up for Tahajjud Salat. He oversleeps, he misses his Tahajjud for whatever reason. The fact that he read these two ayats, this ayat will suffice him from that also. Other ulama give more explanations, we'll do it now. How powerful these two ayat is to read before a person sleeps at night, he's reading it. How powerful it is, what effect it has. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that it will suffice you, what does it mean by it will suffice you? So other explanations were given. This will suffice him from renewing his iman, since the verses teach him to correct his beliefs, submission to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, humility, seeking forgiveness, the reality of the year after, and so forth. In other words, when we sleep, we are encouraged that the person should read kalima before he sleeps. He should renew his iman before he sleeps. If he reads these two ayat of the Quran Sharif, because of the content of these ayat, it will suffice him from even renewing his iman before going to sleep. And we know that one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person, a time will come when there will be so much of fitnas and so much of fasad that yusbihu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. A person will wake up as a believer and he'll go to sleep as a kafir. Perhaps what he says, what his aqidah has changed to because of all the outside influence. Therefore, we are encouraged to renew our iman before we sleep. A person reading these two ayat of the Quran, it will suffice him from even renewing his iman or reading the kalima before going to sleep. Number two, what other explanation is given as it will suffice him? It will suffice him from many other du'as, since these verses are also du'as which guarantees a person the best of this life and the year after. Other du'as that a person should be making, he doesn't make it. These two ayat of the Quran that he recited will suffice him from the other du'as that he supposed to read before going to sleep, and the du'as that he should read at night, etc. It will suffice him just by reading these two ayat of the Quran. That's why it's nice to make it a habit. Even if we're very tired, it doesn't take long. It will take few minutes, but it will suffice us from the other things, especially when we are tired. What other explanation given is they will suffice him from reciting the remainder of the Quran Sharif. In other words, for whatever reason now this person couldn't read the remainder of the Quran Sharif, by reading these two ayat of Quran Sharif at night, it will suffice him from reading. Doesn't mean the person mustn't make tilawat. Here it is saying for whatever reason he couldn't read it, these two ayat are so powerful it will suffice him from reading it for reading the balance of the Quran Sharif. Number four is they will suffice him from the evil of shaitan, the evil of man, and the evil of jinnat. And this Allah has put the power in these two ayat. This is all done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but so much power there is in these two ayat of Quran. Let us not forget to read it. Let us make it a point. And when a person learns it, it becomes very, very easy. So far, every surah we did is not difficult for a person to learn. It's not very hard. Even if a person is elderly also, by him reading it every day, he'll get used to the words. Due to all these benefits, these two verses should be recited at night before going to sleep. Ulama explain that Surah Baqarah is a unique surah. Now these two verses, as we explained, are the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. It's a unique surah. Why is Surah Baqarah so unique? It contains many names of Allah Ta'ala and many commandments of Allah Ta'ala. It is said that the surah comprises of 1,000 commands, 1,000 prohibitions. Prohibitions means those things that we not supposed to do. So 1,000 commands of Allah Ta'ala, 1,000 prohibitions, 1,000 laws, and 1,000 realities. Realities means speaking about akhirah. This is a reality, we can't see it, but it's there. 1,000 realities. So this surah speaks about so many different things. By a person just reading these last two ayat, he's getting so many benefits, and the main benefits, it will suffice him from so many other things. So let us make niyat, inshallah. Now that we heard the virtue of reciting these two ayat of the Quran before sleeping, we should never miss it. No matter what, we're not going to miss reciting these two ayat of the Quran before we go to sleep. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.